It is now 23-6. Well, it's the holy grail for many sports fans here and in Australia, with both the AFL and NRL finals this weekend. We'll get to the AFL final in just a moment. But first, politics has overshadowed the actual game when it comes to the NRL final. The outcry from Conservatives continues over the match entertainment, specifically Macklemore's hit song, Same Love. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott has slammed the NRL, saying footy fans shouldn't be subjected to a politicised grand final. Now, Christine Forster is Tony Abbott's sister and a campaigner for the Yes vote, the Yes campaign. Christine Forster joins us from Australia, and good evening.
Good evening.
What do you make of your brother's position on this?
Well, look, I think it's a bit of a storm in a teacup, to be honest. You know, we've got a famous singer coming to Australia to perform at our NRL final, and I don't just see that there's any problem with that. It just so happens that one of his songs is an anthem to same-sex marriage. We're in a discussion about same-sex marriage at the moment here in Australia, and you know, all power to the NRL for securing the talents of this bloke, and for letting him sing what he wants to sing.
It seems to be backfiring a little on Tony, because Macklemore, the song, is actually shot to the top of the charts, Christine.
Well, yeah, good for him. I have to say, look, Tony's out there campaigning hard for the no case. Others, like myself, are campaigning hard for yes. It's getting to crunch time here in Australia on this. You know, pretty much everybody's got their ballot papers now. Unfortunately, from my perspective, the ballot doesn't close until November 7. So we've still got a long time to be wrangling over this. But I think most people have made up their minds. I hope most people have made up their minds, and that they're getting their ballot papers into the post, and, you know, we get the right result.
It's become very divisive, though, hasn't it, across the nation?
Sadly, it has. Yeah, it's been much more difficult than I anticipated, as somebody, you know, who's been involved with campaigning and advocating for same-sex marriage for some time. I thought it would be a bit, you know, more civilized than it turns out it has been, which is really unfortunate. And, you know, to my mind, it's up to the leaders of both sides of the campaigns to ensure that we, you know, keep this respectful and keep it civilised. But sadly, there are extremists at both ends of the spectrum, so to speak, that who have behaved badly. But it's coming from both sides, as much as the no case will tell you that it's only the yes supporters that are behaving badly. That's not true. It is sadly coming from both sides. But it's only the extremes. And, you know, for the large part, people are, you know, talking about this respectfully. They're listening to their friends, their family members, their colleagues, their neighbours, listening to their conversations and giving it great consideration, I think. And mostly people are deciding that this is the right thing to do. You know, it's the fair thing, that all Australians should be equal before the law. It's simply about equality.
Yeah, and I'm guessing, you know, you like your brother and you respect each other's views. Would that be about right?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, Tony, he's my older brother. I love and respect him, and he has every right to hold his differing opinion to me. But we, you know, we don't let that get in the way of the fact that we're family, and we get on with it. You know, it's a political discussion for us that we have, and, you know, he respects my view, I respect his, we agree to disagree.
Thank you. That is Christine Forster, Tony Abbott's sister.
Williams.
18-6.